This season, we're launching a new episode of The Missing every week. But if you don't want to wait, all episodes are currently available completely ad-free on What's the Story Crime. Signing up is really easy. Just follow the link in our show notes. You're guaranteed to find your new favourite true crime listen. From con men to missing people, forensic investigations to miscarriages of justice, What's the Story Crime is the home for all true crime fans who want bingeable, addictive, crime-based content.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The following series deals with issues around unexplained deaths, trauma, and can discuss issues of suicide. Please take care when listening. A young man thought to be no older than 30, found dead in Scotland. To date, he's never been identified. John Doe, a person without a name, a life story which has no ending. A body lying on a post-mortem table, and investigators searching for answers. Welcome to your latest true crime obsession, Jigsaw, told in bite-sized episodes which get straight to the heart of the unusual circumstances and the possible clues that could help identify an unknown body. There are around 1,000 people found in the UK who cannot be identified. They were mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. Somebody somewhere will likely be wondering what happened to them. In this series, we present the pieces of the mysterious jigsaw puzzle in the hope that someone listening can piece them together. So listen carefully as we present the clues. Dust off your detective hat as we delve into the coroner's case files and help us dissect the details that try and establish who they are. In this episode, can we give a name to the Balmore Man?
Brought to you from the charity Locate International, this is Jigsaw.
Balmore is a small village in East Dumbartonshire, Scotland. Located just to the north of Glasgow, it's a far cry from the big city. It's picturesque, rural and remote. A river runs to the south and there's greenery all around. It boasts two Roman forts to its name, but battles, death, mystery are not really part of this landscape. However, Balmore also presents us with our first clue, the location. Because it was here that the body of a gentleman, now known only as the Balmore Man, was discovered in truly chilling circumstances. It's October the 16th, 2011. and a local wildlife photographer is adjusting his camera, the heather coming in and out of focus. He's in a large area of woodland set back from a local golf course, and he picks his way across the spongy ground, occasionally wiping his lens glass to remove the drops of water from Drumbartonshire's standard fare of misty drizzle. He needs to find somewhere more sheltered and heads further into the trees for cover. The photographer wanders into the Glen Orchard estate, once owned by the Bartholomew family, but now absorbed as part of the golf course. The area he's exploring is overgrown and wild, the opposite of the manicured fairways the golfers frequent nearby. There's a couple of outbuildings too, but largely it's the perfect wilderness to get some surprising pictures. Half an hour later, the photographer examines his latest shots. The framing isn't quite right, but more than that, something in one of the images catches his eye. Something out of place against the brown and green tones of the earth and the trees. What is it? The photographer looks up and starts to venture closer to the anomaly his camera's captured. In front of him, just a few feet away, is the body of a man and a length of rope. It's immediately apparent that this gentleman has taken his own life. And until we know who he is, understanding exactly why is hard to discern. But there are other pertinent questions to be asked. Why this location? Why these woods? Was Balmore this man's home, where he lived? Or was he from out of town? In which case, what brought him here to close the chapter on his life? The police attended and the coroner was informed, and as is standard wherever a body is recovered, an investigation started by checking for any identification. When that wasn't forthcoming, checks were made against local reports of missing people, and a description was shared in the local community. So when nobody came forward, no one able to identify this man, and nobody in the village noticed that any of their neighbours or locals matched his description, well, the theory that he was from out of town gathered weight. So were these woodlands significant to the Balmore man? Somewhere he walked with loved ones or friends, or maybe a place he visited as a child? Maybe it's somewhere he just stumbled across as he walked outwards from Balmore Centre, contemplating taking his life. We don't know the answers yet, but these are the questions to ask before rippling outwards into theories. Clue number two, the body. Professor Dame Sue Black works with a cool precision born from years of practice as she conducts the post-mortem. First things first, the facts. Despite the decomposition of the body in front of her, she is able to examine bone density and analyse teeth, which place the man on this table between the ages of 25 and 34 years old. He's been in the woodland for a significant amount of time, up to 6 months in fact, and to put it delicately, his body is not completely intact, having been exposed to the wildlife the photographer had been hoping to capture on his shoot. But Professor Black is able to determine the man's height as being between 5'8 and 6'1, and he's of slight build. Now, carefully washed clean and free of mud and detritus from the woodland, it's clear to see the man is white-skinned and has light-coloured hair which parts naturally to the right. And of course, our body holds plenty of clues which are not visible to the naked eye. The body on this table, and we'll call him Balmore Man from here onwards, boasts a number of injuries which Professor Black discovers one by one. There's a healed fracture to his nose, which might, when he was alive, have given it a particularly crooked shape, and his front left tooth has a significant chip, which may or may not have been capped, though no cap was found with him in the woods. Then there's the partially healed fracture to a bone at the base of his skull, specifically the pterygoid plate. What could have caused such injuries? Was Balmoman a sportsman? A rugby player, perhaps, or even a wrestler? Or was this the result of something far less friendly? Then there's the unhealed fracture on the right side of Balmoman's jaw, which would have caused him significant pain and likely made it difficult for him to eat. Professor Black finds no evidence of it ever being treated or reset. It could have been a long-term injury or something recent, the result of a fight perhaps. This fight might have been important, so important that it could have led to the Balmoman taking his own life. Most people remember if they've been in a fight, let alone if they fractured someone's jaw, so this is a crucial piece of information which might just jog someone's memory. Finally, Professor Black notes the telltale signs of a degenerative knee condition. The fact that Balmoman's trousers show particular wear on the inside of the leg at the knee and his shoes are worn down on the instep led her to conclude that the man in front of her would likely have walked with a limp. In isolation, each of these clues may not narrow down or focus the search, but in combination, they start to paint a picture. This is a young man with a limp and a fairly extensive roster of injuries and ailments. Could these pieces of the jigsaw jog someone's memory as to who Balmoman might be? And listeners should bear in mind that Balmoman's limp feels particularly important. Why would someone seek to end their own life in a location so hard to get to, if walking was difficult?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On to clue number 3, the possessions. What a person wears is incredibly important and holds more clues about them as a person than we might appreciate. Our clothes speak to our financial status, our taste, where we shop, even our hygiene, and the same applies to Balmoman. This gentleman was found wearing a blue polo t-shirt with a slight V-neck, a Topman label on the inside, and a dark diagonal stripe from top to bottom. There was also some ornate white writing across the front, almost a decorative motif, certainly a fashion trend of the moment. Remember, it's 2011, so fashions aren't wildly different from today. On top of his t-shirt, Balmoman wore a darker blue cardigan with a Greek Pennsylvania logo. His jeans were light-coloured denim, made by the brand Petroleum, and he wore black waterproof walking shoes, often bought in the supermarket chain Lidl. A foot away from the body lay a Nike messenger bag containing a number of personal items. There were some toiletries, including a toothbrush and two razors, as well as some spare clothes. Was he coming from an overnight somewhere, or planning to stay overnight that day? Could he have been homeless? And is it possible that these were his only possessions? There was also a lighter in the bag, alongside cigarette papers and filters, though no sign of any tobacco. And strangely, the bag also contained multiple sets of earphones and electronic chargers. but investigators found no phone in the bag or anywhere else around the scene. So why was Balmore Mann carrying these items? Were they his? Are they just a red herring? Most young men in 2011 would have a mobile phone. So what happened to the one belonging to the Balmore Mann? Needless to say, no identification was discovered on or about his person, or we wouldn't be telling you this story. But the final, much darker possession was a length of hosepipe, which the Balmore Mann had used to tie a noose. Clue number 4. Theories so far. As Balmore Mann lay unclaimed in the mortuary, investigators chewed over various applicable theories which are worth considering and which might lead someone to piece together the jigsaw and reveal who he is. If we assume the things in the night messenger bag were Balmore Mann's only possessions and the fact he clearly hadn't sought medical treatment for his injuries, we can stack up the likelihood of him being homeless or at least itinerant. However, Balmore Mann wasn't dressed like someone with no money at all. So perhaps the answer doesn't lay on the streets. Perhaps he had a home after all. Yet again, there's the fact that no one came forward to claim this man as a family member or a loved one, despite numerous appeals in various areas of the UK and beyond. Investigators have considered lots of theories, including whether he was a victim of human trafficking. Could he have come from outside of the UK? Was he a victim of modern slavery? In this event, the likelihood of anyone reporting him missing would drop significantly, and it makes finding people with relevant information that much harder. All lines of inquiry are open, and with the man aged just between 25 and 34, it's highly likely that family members are somewhere in the world wondering what happened to their son, their brother, their friend, perhaps even their father. On the Locate International website, you'll find a facial reconstruction of the Balmore Mann. You'll also find interactive images with his possessions and a video filmed in the very location where he tragically took his own life. Take a look. They might just jog your memory. You might just hold the answers. And as you go about your day-to-day business, don't forget the case of the Balmore Mann. Think about the clues you've heard today. The Balmore Woodland, his catalogue of injuries, his limp, and finally his distinctive blue polo t-shirt. Could you hold the missing piece of the puzzle, which might allow investigators to complete this jigsaw? Sometimes all it takes is one small detail, one seemingly insignificant idea. You've been listening to Jigsaw, a bite-sized podcast appeal from Locate International. They're the charity who work to reinvestigate missing people's cases, with a mission to give a name to the unidentified. You can see images related to this case on their website, www.locate.international.
On that website, you'll also find a forum, a discussion board where listeners can share ideas and information. You can discuss each case with other listeners, go deeper into the story, and provide details which investigators can follow. That address again is www.locate.international.
Locate International believe that everyone deserves dignity in death. If you have any relevant information or ideas you'd like to share with their investigators, please get in contact with them. The information you give us can be anonymous, and your information alone could help identify this man and reunite him with his name. We'd also really appreciate if you share it with your friends and family and leave a rating and a review that will help other people find this series. Jigsaw is produced by What's the Story Sounds. We also make The Missing and lots of other shows we think you might like. Why not sign up to What's the Story Crime, where you can get exclusive access to all of our series first, as well as ad-free episodes, bonus content, and even an entire series you can't hear elsewhere. What's the Story Crime is the number one choice for UK true crime series. Signing up is super easy. Just search for What's the Story Crime in Apple Podcasts, or follow the link on our show notes to get access on whatever platform you prefer to listen to. All the information is also available on www.whatsthestorysounds.com/crime.
This season, we're launching a new episode of The Missing every week. But if you don't want to wait, you can listen to them exclusively on What's the Story Crime. Just search for What's the Story Crime in Apple Podcasts or follow the link in our show notes to get access on whatever platform you prefer to listen on. All the information is also available on www.whatsthestorysounds.com/crime.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.